Nowadays, GMO, genetically modified organism, is a very popular term on TV, newspapers, and some other media. And your recent work, The Future of Food, is a call to action against GMO agriculture. When did you first get interested in organic food?
I grew up in the Midwest eating cheeseburgers, Cokes, and ice cream. I stopped eating meat after trying to cook it. I had never really seen it raw and bloody before. As I started eating a healthier diet, I found I no longer had headaches I'd always had. I gave up white flour and white sugar and felt better and better.
What do we need to understand about genetic engineering in foods?
It was supposed to reduce the amount of pesticides and chemical fertilizer used, but in fact, more are being used, not less.
What else?
What shocks people is how genetic engineering takes place. People think you just put one piece of DNA into another. Actually, it involves many things, what's called a genetic cassette.
What are the potential consequences for humans?
There are potential health problems associated with the immune system, organ weight, and so on. But there have been very few tests, especially for health.
What can we do as individuals?
Write your senators and congressional representatives. Wherever you shop, let the produce and grocery managers know you don't want GMOs, or that you want labeling. If GMOs are labeled, people won't buy them. That's what has happened in Europe. Labeling is the way the consumer can really have a say. There are now efforts to get legislation in various states. It's important to support these ordinary people's efforts.
What's your favorite food?
There's something so thrilling about going to your backyard and picking and eating a peach. It's sun-warmed, and it seems like a miracle.